Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" He said to them, "Surely you will quote me this proverb, 'Physician, cure yourself,' and say, 'Do here in your native place the things we heard were done in Capernaum.'" And he said, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there are many lepers in Israel during the time of Elijah the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In our liturgy of the word, in the couple of past weeks, St. Paul has spoken about variety of different gifts. For example, gift of teaching, gift of healing, gift of administration, prayer, assistance to the poor. Of course, we know that these gifts come from the Holy Spirit, and we should treasure each one. Today, however, St. Paul speaks about the greatest gift, and I think that all of us, we know what it is. St. Paul says, "The greatest of these is love." We can ask, what is love? And immediately we can go to different dictionaries and find simply the definition of love. I want to talk to you today about love, but we face some obstacles. Many even have become cynical about love. "Don't talk of love," says a famous song. I've heard the word before. People use the word love to justify all kinds of behavior. Some of it terribly destructive. In spite of the way people abuse the word love, we cannot get away from it. It has a deep roots in our religion, in our culture, in our tradition. Jesus sums up the entire law and prophets with that word, and St. Paul tells us that it is God's greatest gift. So, we should ask again, what is love? I can hardly give you a full definition, but definitely we can learn from today's readings. They speak about three different levels of love. Love, of course, is pure and simple in itself, but like light passing through a prism, it has many facets. Today, we see three levels of this love. The first one is, of course, the level of emotions. Bad emotions can get us into trouble, but good emotions can better our relationships. Love, to some degree, depends on good emotions, but love involves a lot more than only emotions. Perhaps you have heard the saying, love is not a feeling, love is a decision. And as the first level of love is emotion, the second one is decision. Dr. Martin Luther King described this second level of love. He spoke about a day when we would judge each other, but not by externals, but by content of character. And character means the ability to make a decision and follow that decision, follow through. We grow by making decisions, by making promises, and then fulfilling them. For example, I say, I would be in certain place at certain time, and then I do whatever is possible to be there, to fulfill that promise, even if difficulties arise. Today's Gospel illustrates the decision to love. We see Jesus returning to his hometown. His old neighbors should have received him with emotions enthusiastically. Instead, they turned against him. They got so angry, they wanted to toss him over a cliff. How Jesus reacted to this rejection can teach us a lot. Many people begin some work or ministry in the church, parish, community with great enthusiasm, but when they meet some put down or humiliation, they throw in the towel. But not Jesus. He lifted his head, passed through the crowd, and went to another town. Of course, on our human level, it must have hurt that people with whom he spent the last 30 years turned against him. But Jesus had received commission. He had made a decision, and he continued on. That is love. Love is a decision. Love is a sound decision, sustained by good emotions. But of course, as we know, there is a third level of love, and that third level is called give. St. Paul makes it clear that love is a charism, a gift from God. No one can demand love. I cannot say, look, I've done everything right. You've got to love me. You owe me your love. No. But when all is said and done, love is a gift. Perhaps you have heard of the humility of a lover. St. Paul says, love is not inflated. Pride, arrogance, destroy love. It allows no place for love. Love is a gift, free gift, and it takes open hands to receive that gift. How we can apply these three levels of love to us personally, for example, to our community, to our parish? Definitely, we can start with something so simple as a smile. It may not be so easy because maybe we do not really know the person with whom we should talk, whom we should greet, or to whom we should smile. But it is the decision, this level of love, and it is a gift that we are giving to that person. Of course, we have our greeters, our ushers at the door of our church, but I think that each of us, everyone, should invite and receive with smile the new person. Love is a good emotion, beginning with a smile. Love is a decision to carry through and to continue in face of discouragement. Love is above all a gift. St. Paul said in today's second reading, faith, hope, love remain. But the greatest of these is love.
I believe